Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, looky here. Told you this was going to happen, and here we go. I'd wondered, Lee, remember when we had those two incredible articles, New York Post broke both of them, earlier this year on something kind of shocking. Record-breaking ice sheet gains, not melts,
right?
Gains in the Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
The ice sheets were not only not melting, as we were told they were going to, right, because of our use of greenhouse gases, coal, you know, natural gas and stuff like that. Not only are they not melting, this is the most rapid gain in modern history ever observed. And it came out in the New York Post. This was back on May 5th of this year, May 5th, 2025. Headline, you want to read it yourself. Arctic ice has made a surprising rebound in mass. Now, this is not supposed to happen.
Nope.
Let me read you from that first article in May. The Arctic ice sheet has shown signs of record-breaking growth after decades of contributing to global sea level rise, as experts reveal their theories why. And they have a bunch of different theories, but basically they don't know. Study published in Science Earth Sciences revealed that between 2021 and 2023, the Arctic ice sheet gained mass at a rate 108 gigatons per year, a remarkable reversal from the rapid loss seen in previous years. Now, what makes this so amazing, and I pointed this out at the time, is that every one of those years, we reach a new 21, 22, 23, 24 all-time high in the release of carbon gases. Why? We are burning more coal than we ever have before. More coal and natural gas, by the way. It's almost all China and India, by the way, that are driving that record-breaking use of coal. So, I mean, Lee, we should be like, you know, me and you, like, I should be like, hey, Lee, you know, you want to come over to Greenville County and go to the beach?
Exactly.
You know, and you're like, yeah, I'll come on over from Anderson. The beach will be at our house, you know, by next year. I mean, that's where it should be. But it's going in the opposite direction. Okay, so that was the first shoe to drop. Antarctic ice. And what did I say at the time? I don't know if you remember. I said, they're going to have to make up a new lie to cover this up. They're going to need a new lie. They're going to need a bigger boat, right? For a bigger shark.
Yes.
All right. Well, now, then the second shoe dropped. Ice was rebounding at both poles. May 6, 2025. New York Post. You can read it yourself, but a whole host of just a big, long article on a second set of studies. Now, these were interesting, right? Because they were using measurements of Antarctic ice mass gain from a series of NASA satellites called GRACE. So kind of undeniable this is happening. Wait, so ice sheets thickening at both poles at a rate we've not seen in modern history? Yeah. While we use more coal and natural gas than ever before. Uh-huh. Okay. Sounds like this global warming theory is kind of busted, right? This
I mean, it's what it looks like.
Climate change situation. And I said, they're going to have to invent a new lie. A new lie to cover this up. And guess what?
Oh, here we go.
Yes. I meant to get to this on Friday. You might have seen it. Some of you were sending it to me. They are now forecasting, Lee, a ice age.
Oh, really?
Where have you heard that?
Yes. Except, well, in the 1970s, because I remember that.
Yes, that was the original scare tactic.
Yes.
Ice age. Winter is coming, and it's going to feel like more like winter. They've just put out a new study, the Apocalyptic Predictions of the new ice age come from the Institute of Oceanology and Chinese Academy of Sciences. I'll explain that part in a minute. And the University of California, San Diego. Wait. You're telling me that climate change is not, global warming, climate change is not going to cause heating, but cooling? And this is timed conveniently after we have a unexpected, scientifically unexpected, thickening of the ice sheets that does not conform to global warming scientific theory. Now you're just going to change the scientific theory. Uh-huh. So according to this, and it's hard to explain this, but there's something called the AMOC. It's a conveyor belt of the ocean. It's basically the Gulf Stream that runs, you know, from the Gulf of Mexico to the U.S. East Coast across the Atlantic to Europe.
You mean the Gulf of America, Tara?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So it's hard to keep up.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, and that the water, the warm water rises to the top, and that gives us a temperate climate in America and in Europe, but that's about to go away. We're going to have an ice age. Oh, so all of a sudden you've discovered we're going to have an ice age after the inconvenient fact of the thickening of the ice sheets. Now you got to explain it. Yeah. Now they're saying it's global warming and that there's still meltwater runoff from the global warming and that's going to cause the ice age because that cool water will then go into the Gulf Stream and you're not going to have that warming effect. And who cares about the science? Anyway, it's all big. Yeah, no, really, they just make it up as they go along. So it's all a big lie. Now, look who's saying this, okay? Because Ted Cruz taught us something about this. Where does study come from? Institute of Oceanology of the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the University of California. Well, as Ted Cruz explained in that hearing, a lot of the global warming climate change science is either done by or funded by China. Why? To get us to stop using coal and natural gas.
Exactly.
So they could kick our butts in manufacturing.
To lower our industrial output and gross domestic product so that they can then overtake the West.
Exactly. And so Ted Cruz in the Senate broke this down, how it happens. It's actually kind of interesting. China either funds the study saying global warming is going to kill us all, which they clearly don't believe because their coal output, goes up every single year in terms of how much coal they use to manufacture our stuff that they send us with their slave labor. But that they also not only produce the studies that say we're all going to die from global warming, but also fund the lawsuits based on those studies against the energy providers.
Well, look at the studies partners there. They're communist allies at the People's Republic of California.
Yeah, I mean, practically, a subsidiary of China, really. I mean, when you're talking about the University of California, San Diego, right? So here's a little bit of Ted Cruz talking about that. At the hearing.
And I would note that both of my Democrat colleagues in their remarks had not a word to say about communist China funneling millions of dollars to pay for these lawsuits. Miraculously, that was absent from their remarks, nor...
I think we referred to it by using the phrase conspiracy theory.
You did say you don't worry about conspiracy theories, but what is most certainly not a conspiracy theory is that the agenda of the Chinese Communist Party and the agenda of Senate Democrats are identical.
Yep.
Both China and the Democrats want to bankrupt the American energy industry. Both China and the Democrats want to destroy jobs in America. And both China and the Democrats want to increase the price you pay for electricity every month. And they want to increase the price you pay for putting gas in your car every week. That is the agenda of today's Democrat Party. That is the agenda of Communist China. And today's Democrats are not remotely embarrassed to have their left-wing groups funded by Communist China, the world's biggest...
So anyway, regardlessly, you see the pattern repeating. They've got to explain this ice sheet thickening because global warming will bite the dust. And so what do? Again, the Democrats in China come together with another fake study. So anyway, if you're wondering what you should worry about, apparently we are now back to global cooling. Mini ice age.
Well, I'm still waiting for the response to the underwhelming number of Category 5 hurricanes that we didn't have this season that were predicted.
Right. I don't know. I'm sure China will be along with the study any moment now. That will explain that.
I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. So, but this is hilarious. I predicted this. I said they're going to have to come, they're going to have to come up with a new lie, because how do you explain the ice sheet's thickening, right? We can't let global warming bite the dust.
Oh, no. No.
Right. Or this idea that, Lee, if you just turn over a lot of your money and pretty much control of your life to the government, they can change the weather for
you. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Somehow. The weather will change. Some way. Or something. All right. We'll be right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, back. Thanks. I predicted this too. Like everything, it seems like everything I've said in the last year is coming true. Like today, what did I say? The Republican Party largely abandoned Trump as soon as the Democrats launched their fake lawfare at him. Now I remember how bad it was. I remember how Fox News wiped all Trumps off the television set. No more Lara Trump. No more Trump Jr. No more Trump himself. No more of his surrogates. None of it. He became persona non grata as he wandered in the woods with the Democrats fake prosecuting him. Now, they'd cover the cases, but Trump was done. I mean, he was polling in the 30s. I'll never forget. It was January of 2024. And it really started in the fall as those cases geared up. I mean, he looked so done. Ron DeSantis stepped up to run against him, thinking he's going to be done by May. He's going to be in prison. We're going to need a nominee. It wasn't a bad analysis of the situation at the time. And the Republican Party completely abandoned him. And I said, if we don't stick with this man, every one of us is going to prison. And by that, I meant rank and file, leadership, even the well-behaved ones like Lindsey Graham and Kevin McCarthy, who literally exist to capitulate to the Democrats and not for much else. And I said, we've got to stand together and fight the way the Democrats would. If we tried to fake put one of them in prison, oh, you, Barack, you'd be at the press conference every day outside the courthouse. Remember how Trump had to stand alone? I would be Barack Obama and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would be screaming and burning things down. Not us. And when we abandoned Trump, we set ourselves up for what we are looking at right now. And that is this. Arctic Frost's shocking scope. They intended to end the Republican Party once and for all. You would either be in prison on fake trumped up charges, or you'd be bankrupt, or you'd be in prison because you couldn't raise enough money to defend yourself. That's the plan. It hit just about every part of the GOP ecosystem, almost 200 subpoenas. And underneath those subpoenas are sub subpoenas. So this is every law firm, every media buyer, every pollster, every get out the vote operation. That's what TPUSA is, by the way. People don't know that. They think that it's just a good time on college campuses. It is a almost it's $98 million operation, voter turnout. And they got Trump 400,000 votes in the swing states, really helped put him over with some cushion, which is, of course, why they were under investigation. They were already doing this, signing people up, getting absentee ballots ready to go, all of that kind of stuff. This hit every facet of the ecosystem. But now the most shocking part, folks. Headline, Jack Smith targeted then House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's private phone records. What? Smith also sought personal phone records to now former Representative Louie Gohmert. So that's shocking thing number one today. This is Fox News. Former special counsel Jack Smith sought the private personal cell phone records of then Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, as part of his investigation. This was everybody. It didn't matter. I mean, think about this. Kevin McCarthy gave them everything they wanted. He snuck over to the Biden White House, passed their budget instead of ours. It still wasn't good enough. And that was when we controlled Congress. It wasn't good enough. They had him under investigation the whole time. The whole time. Now, they pulled the same deal on him that they did on the senators. Senate's got to have, so does the House, got to have oversight over the DOJ, the FBI, all of these agencies they fund. But that what they did was twofold. Number one, no crime. That's the most shocking thing. There's no crime. There's no criminal predicate. You know, you have to have evidence that a crime's been committed to go in there and get, you know, warrants to spy. These Democrat judges, folks, are just handing them out like candy. And this is going to end our republic. And you're going to see Republicans in prison. In fact, they intended to end the Republican Party. They weren't going to stop with Trump. Trump was going to prison for the rest of his life. And he was, remember, facing 700 years in prison. But Republicans thought, well, if we just ignore Trump and cut him off and we're well enough behaved, they won't come for us, especially not Lindsey Graham, especially not Kevin McCarthy. Capitulators, members of the Uniparty, it didn't save them. You know what's wild? I opened the show with this. Trey Gowdy, one of the Uniparty's founding members in the modern era, really, a Bush guy, went on TV again and again and again and again when they were persecuting Trump during Trump's first term. And told him, these feds, they're good guys. No, Trump has to comply. He better comply. He better not fire all that absolute crap. Assuring us that as a former federal prosecutor, Trey Gowdy knew we could trust the process. Mm-hmm. How'd that work out for Trump? Well, now that Trey Gowdy's Uniparty friends are being spied on and terrorized, now he's mad. Boy, is he good and wound up. He sounds a lot like me. Asking this question about Jack Smith going after his friend Kevin McCarthy, who, by the way, was Speaker of the House at the time. Leader of the Republicans, Speaker of the House, number three in ascension to the presidency. And they did it without what's called predicate. In other words, no evidence of a crime. That's kangaroo court. Anyway, here's Trey Gowdy sounding like me.
I would actually start with what crime were you investigating? I mean, for you to use the powers that prosecutors have, including the grand jury and subpoena power, what crime were you looking into? It can't be a crime to object to the certification of an election because Democrats have been doing it since 1960. Why in the world do you need U.S. senators' phone records when they are in charge of deciding whether or not to amend the Electoral College Act? They're in charge of deciding whether to or not to accept electors. What crime was he investigating?
Oh, you know what I think they were doing? I think they knew they stole the election and they were spying on Republicans to see, was anyone going to break? Kevin McCarthy, remember, was like a perfect little sheep poodle. Oh, yeah, I'd never forget it. He'd go on TV all the time. No, the election wasn't stolen. No, that didn't happen. No, I deny. I deny. Left Trump to hang. Thought if you could just be behaved, you know, behave well enough, they wouldn't put you in prison. Guess that's not true. Anyway, let's listen to Trey Gowdy and Jim Trusty, who is Trump's attorney. Rage. Now that Republican members of the Uniparty in good standing are being framed.
Kevin McCarthy, he's third in line for the presidency.
Yeah.
Speakers talk to colleagues and world leaders and constituents. I mean, what business is it of Jack Smith's? Who Kevin McCarthy talked to?
Yeah, it's absolutely not his business. And that's the heart of the problem here. I mean, this is political targeting. And you know, as a former prosecutor, I mean, I was a prosecutor for 27 years, one place or another. You don't just idly gather phone records. You go, I wonder how bad his bills are. Like, that's not what you're looking at. You're looking at connections to people. And when you're talking about the Speaker of the House, of course he's going to have all sorts of international and national leadership type phone calls that are nobody's business. They just simply aren't. There's privileges that apply to some of these things. And that's what we saw, you know, during the Trump years, during the Jack Smith targeting, was no privilege mattered anymore. Speech and debate clause was nothing. Executive privilege was nothing. Attorney-client privilege was nothing. And so with that background, my emphasis is keep digging.
Keep digging and what? Oh, we'll produce a report. Ooh, and maybe fundraise off of it. No. This is why we lose. They laugh. When they hear keep digging, you're not sending us to prison. Cool. We're sending you to prison the second we get power again. Folks, the only reason none of this happened, that this investigation of the entire Republican leadership, the entire Republican ecosystem, did not result in this party going to prison or being bankrupted. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump won that election. They didn't have time to do it. They didn't get to finish it. That's why. We will be hunted like animals on a safari the second that they get back in office. And folks, they're not going to make the mistake they made last time. You know the mistake they made last time? They're going to learn from this too. They went too slowly. They held back. They tried to just kind of creep this thing up, you know, try to, wow, we'll do it gradually and build the keys. No, they're going to go full bore. They're going to hit us over the head with a hammer. They're going to come right at us hard. They're going to come at us fast. They're going to censor us, just shut us down overnight through the censorship. And then, bam, they're going to drop the indictments. And you say, indictments for what? We didn't do anything. It doesn't matter anymore. That's what Trey Gowdy's telling you. There's no crime. But if you get the right Democrat judge, oh, well. Good luck. And wait till you hear what just broke about Lindsey Graham. I'll have that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Lindsey Graham is a member of good standing of the Uniparty, always looking for ways that he can compromise with the Democrats, like on the amnesty and all kinds of other things. What did I say when they started in on the lawfare with Trump? If these Uniparty Republicans, these weak-kneed rhino Republicans, think that just letting Democrats have their way with Trump, legally making up stuff, changing the law to prosecute him as they did in New York. They literally couldn't find a crime, so they had to change the law so they could prosecute him. And what do Republicans do? Nothing. Figuring if they were just well-behaved enough, Democrats wouldn't put them in prison next to Trump. And the whole time, they were working to do it. Which brings us to this incredible story. Headline in the Post and Courier here in South Carolina. Senator Lindsey Graham says he will sue the DOJ for $500,000 under special provision added to the shutdown deal. Now, they are absolutely outraged that Lindsey Graham is going to sue the Justice Department. Here's what happened. These senators were spied on, and investigators searched their phone records without notice. Why is the notice a big deal? Because senators have oversight. They have oversight over the Justice Department. So when you keep the senators from finding out that they're being politically surveilled, they can't do oversight. And the whole thing just falls apart. The country falls apart. Graham said, quote, "It bothers the hell out of me, and I'm going to sue, and I'm going to create opportunities for others to sue that weren't in the Senate." Okay, so $500,000 from the Justice Department for each count. Why is it important that Lindsey Graham have that? And I'm really glad that John Thune, the Republican leader in the Senate, let them put it in the shutdown deal and it's passed. I hope they sue the hell out of the Department of Justice. Because guess what? And I didn't know this till this weekend. This is shocking. Do you know how much money Lindsey Graham spent fighting the Democrat lawfare? $2 million. $2 million. I knew they dragged him into court in Georgia on fake charges, but I had no idea that's what he was up to. While speaking to Republicans during a Charleston campaign stop November 13th, Graham reiterated his plans to sue, saying he was hauled into court in Georgia based on complete garbage, which is true. Graham was investigated by a state grand jury as part of the probe into Donald Trump's alleged attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in the Peach State. What did he do? He called the Board of Elections and asked the question about absentee ballots. And I can't even believe we got that out of Lindsey. Because remember, Georgia was stolen through massive absentee ballot fraud. We've documented here many times. Or 25,000 illegal ballots cast. Joe Biden won by 11. We'll never know. 11,000. We'll never know who won that state. We still won't. All Lindsey Graham did, he didn't pressure anyone, didn't blackmail anyone, called the Board of Elections and asked a question. I'm going to sue the DOJ because they went after my private cell phone for me doing nothing, he said. Jack Smith's investigation was the most out-of-control weaponization of law in the history of the country. Now, here's Trey Gowdy, who's friends with Graham, Lindsey Graham, talking about this. And folks, what I want you to take away, I'm sure I'm getting texts right now, oh, well, we don't like Lindsey Graham. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you have to be able to raise $2 million to defend yourself just to be a Republican senator and not end up in prison on no charges, but you end up in prison convicted anyway, who can be a GOP senator? Nobody can. Here's Trey Gowdy on this, on Lindsey Graham's incredible legal bill.
Chairman Graham spent almost $2 million defending himself against ambitious prosecutors in state and federal court. Not only was he never convicted, he was never charged with anything. Is he supposed to just lose that money without recourse?
I lived this for a year, just about a year, representing President Trump. You know, when a prosecutor is essentially a political assassin, it's not just limited to Jack Smith that was engaged in that conduct. I don't mean downward. I mean upward. Yeah, this was a special counsel, not an independent counsel. That means he answered to Merrick Garland. The attorney general absolutely was in the know for all of these things like Arctic Frost, you know, gathering toll records, which has no innocent explanation. It's either heading towards a wiretap or heading towards pointed interviews trying to flip people that are connected to various congressmen. So I look at it, it doesn't stop with Jack Smith. It goes to the attorney general. And who's the attorney general answer to? Joe Biden. So, you know, I think the weaponization has a lot of fingerprints where people are hurriedly trying to distance themselves and let Jack Smith be the only centerpiece of it. But he's not alone.
Ralph writes in an email to me. Tara, Trey Gowdy was a wannabe uniparty member. He was in a position to say something, but instead we got little scared Trey. He was in Congress, knew the Russia investigation was a hoax, never said a word, resigned and ran away scared. Now he is outraged because it's safe to speak out. Now he is hiding behind Trump, who was badass enough to fight the criminals and won for now. Welcome to the party, pal. Chicken little Trey Gowdy was afraid to fight until Trump beat them for us. Now Trey is oh so brave and ready to fight. LOL. No, it's just his friends. He just thought, again, you could be a rhino. You could capitulate to the Democrats all of the time. You could be an anti-Trumper, and that would protect you from going to prison. And he's mad that those aren't the rules. But what are the rules? Well, here's Trey Gowdy outraged by what they are. I can't believe he's just now realizing this, but that's okay. We welcome him to the fight. We do. We really do. When somebody gets something right, I'm going to praise him. And Trey Gowdy, we need him to speak out. We need somebody to speak out. Folks, the whole Republican ecosystem, the leaders of this party are going to go to prison the next time Democrats get in office.
You know, when I talk to Chairman Graham and former Speaker McCarthy, what keeps going through my mind is what crime were either of them being investigated for? And what's the standard of proof before some non-Senate confirmed, arguably unconstitutional prosecutor can access phone records? So you're a smart lawyer, a former prosecutor for a long time. What crime would Jack Smith have been investigating, like a 374 conspiracy?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're supposed to have a predicate crime. I mean, that's your bottom line. That's exactly right. The federal FBI does not start opening cases normally unless they have some idea of a potential end game, a potential crime. And we're not talking proof beyond a reasonable doubt, but some sort of credible allegation. And what we saw, you know, during the Trump years is there were times where they would lie about that. You know, we had lies to the FISA court that were countenanced by the general counsel's office of the FBI, the people that are supposed to put the guardrails up. So at this point, no matter how much you know, love and trust I have in a lot of individual FBI agents that I've been friends with over the years. As an institution, there's something rotten there. And Jack Smith wasn't by himself. The FBI was complicit. The attorney general was complicit. I would say, to the extent he was conscious, the president was complicit. And so the bottom line is, you're asking the right questions, and somebody needs to be digging very hard. And I'm talking looking at tech.
Digging hard? No. Okay. At a minimum, at this point, we have over two dozen of the FBI's offices involved in this. They need to be fired. Gone. It is every day they are there is shocking. And it's dangerous because they're being hunted now. They know, we know what they did, and we're finding more every day. That makes them incredibly dangerous, folks. Never forget, they ran the Russia collusion hoax under Trump while they theoretically answered to him. What are they capable of right now? We have got to get these people out of the FBI. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. Texter writes, they will never stop until we do away with qualified immunity for every one of them. And they're never going to stop until we find a way, I would say, to put them in prison. Texter writes, the problem with people suing the Justice Department is to any monies they are awarded come out of my pocket and yours. The money needs to come from the individuals who committed the crimes, not from the government. Here, I'm going to disagree with that. And hear me out on this, okay? The American people should have to pay for this, for electing people to allow a Justice Department to behave in this way. And unfortunately, that's me and you. But it's mainly Democrat voters. And the reason it's critical for people to be able to get $500,000 back for every one of these, like the senators too, is so that people could just afford to be a senator and defend themselves from Democrat lawfare without being broken financially. That's why this is so important. This is why the media is objecting to this. They want the Democrats to be able to use lawfare to be able to force Lindsey Graham to run up a legal defense bill of $2 million when they don't even put forward a criminal charge because they can't find anything criminal he's done except, occasionally associating with Donald Trump. Which goes to show you, folks, these Democrats, they're playing for keeps. They intend to destroy the Republican Party until we have a one-party system, until people are afraid to put their head up and say, hey, I'm filing to run as a Republican. They will break you financially. And this is why they don't want senators to be able to get $500,000 in damages if investigators search their phone records without notice. Keep in mind, they surveilled every aspect of Donald Trump's life, all of it. And they want to keep Republican senators under watch. And they can go to any Democrat judge, just about, they're all corrupt, and get an approval based on no crimes. That is a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. There has to be some sort of payout for each instance, just to give these Republican senators a way to stay out of prison without going bankrupt. Or nobody's going to be a Republican senator on our side, which is the goal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.